Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amud and Araisa is Pesachim Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. Pesachim Tes Amud Beis. We got up to you ready. We turned onto Amud Beis. I believe we got down to Kahan. Did we get to Kahan Dries? No, we're up to Amud Leir Shem Rabba, Lord Papa. That's it. We're right by the top line, last word of the top line of the page. Just to get our bearings, we were discussing about the question was, how do we have the last carbon of the day be, well, how can you be a carbon after, you cannot bring anything after the Tumid, so what do you do about these various carbonas that are being brought after the Tumid in order for Machlis HaKapara to get us Kapara to be able to eat the Karb Pesach at night? How do you let it bring these various carbonas? So the Mar gave different answers. Either, well, let me say it better. On Erev Pesach, we weren't so bothered. Why? Because Pesach is the Naseh Sheish Bakaris. So the Aseh of eating Karb Pesach with Yesh Bakaris, we understand that that would push aside the Aseh of having the Tamid be the last Akrava, Tamid Shabbat Mayim on the Mizbeach. But according to Mishmael B'nai Shabbat Yechidem Amreka, who held that all year round, a Mechasa Kapar can bring a carbon, his carbon, after the Tamid Shabbat Mayim. Why? L'chayr, let him just wait the next day. What gives us the right that the say of him bringing his carbon and taking himself out of a state of Chesed Kapara, why does that override that say of having the Tamid be the last? So the Gemara gave a couple answers. Ravina, in the name of Chesed, said, we're not talking about a carbon animal. We're talking about a bird where you only have the dam on the Mizbeach. You're not makdir any of the animal on the Mizbeach. You're not makdir on the Mizbeach. That was Rav Chizkiah's teretz. Rav Papa's teretz was, no, you can talk about Chatas Behema. You put it on the Mizbeach, right? You do the Shechita, the Zrika, and you don't put it into the fire itself. You don't put it on the pyre. You put it on the Mizbeach near the pyre, and you leave it for the morning. Aye, Lina. There's no Pesalina. If it's the top of the Mizbeach, it won't get the Pesalina. That was Rav Papa's answer. Gemara asked, by the Mitzvah, what about Mitzvah? Mitzvah, good. According to Rav Papa, it's great. You have a Chatas. What's going to be according to Rav Chizda? So Gemara says, yeah, talking about a poor Mitzvah who's bringing a bird. What about the Asham? He already brought the Asham. According to Rav Papa, it's good. Put the Asham also on top of the Mizbeach, next to the fire, but don't put it in the fire. But according to Rav Chizda, what about the Asham? He said that the Asham was already brought. What about the Ayla? And the Ayla, you're going to say, first of all, I would suggest maybe the oil is not makiv, but we darshan that the oil is makiv. So Elamai, you want to say the oil was already brought, but we darshan they're not supposed to be in the oil first, it's supposed to be in the chatas first. So the last answer we said was, by, in general, even though chatas is supposed to go for an oil normally, by mitzvah, the oil can go first. That was the last answer we said. We'll get back to, actually, you know, I was going to get back to later, let's speak right now for a second. This idea that the oil is supposed to typically go second, the chatas goes first, right? So it's actually plays a big nafkmina halach lemaisa. We touched on this yesterday. There's a Gemara in Kol Tadir. There's a Gemara in the beginning of Zvachim that discusses what goes first, the Ayla, the Chatas. Right? The Chatas should go first because get a Kapara first before you bring the Ayla. Ayla should go first, right? Because it's Kul Hashem and it could be also more Tadir, more common. Anyway, the argument clearly saying the Chatas goes first, except by Mitzvah, the Ayla could go first. In the morning, we say Karbanos. So it's poured down in Shulchan Aruch. He's supposed to make karbanos, and we say karbanos. He's supposed to reference, of course, the psukim or about the various karbanos, namely the ayla, chatas, shlamim, the what else we say in the morning? The taida, I think we say the mincha, the asham. Now, the order Magen Avraham is bothered that we have in listing karbanos is not the order that we're saying in our Gemara. In our Gemara, Luchar was saying chatas should go first. Magen Avraham actually brings it to Magen Avraham. If one knows that the chayav chatas, that should be the first thing he says in the morning. If he knows the chayav chatas, takar shei chatas first. But in general, if he doesn't know, he can go to the order that we have, the standard order, does not have the chatas first, as the ayla first. The question is why? Based on our Gemara, we're saying normally the chatas should go first. Why is the ayla not first? That is a question from the first one to grapple with. So it's machlekes lemaisa. If we say it's ma'akev to go first, Taisus learns it's not ma'akev, it is ma'akev. According to Taisus, it's not ma'akev. We say it's not ashfer, it's not ma'akev. Ayla goes first, it's not ma'akev, and there's reasons to say ayla should go first anyway. Fine. But the first thing, a very interesting svara, that we know our kiyum is manazeh of karbanas is neshama parbas v'seinu. Our lips are neshama parbas, are the way we get a kapara. We're going to say the psukim. We're going to see in today's amud, coming up very shortly, that the way you get a kapara back in the day when there actually was a karban, there was another element. It wasn't just a zrika and akhtara. It was the kahanim would eat the basar karban, v'achloi samasha kipurban. The kahanim eichlim the basar, and the bailim get a kapara. So, b'zman hazeh, we have an element of we're missing an element of the kahanim eating the basar and the bangi getting the kapara because we don't have that. By an ayla, what happens to an ayla? It just gets fully burnt. The kahanim don't have to eat anything. So I forgot where this was put down, but some of the friends want to say the reason why we say Eila first before Chatas is because, ironically enough, Eila is the most truest form of carbon because the Dibra alone covers everything. Whereas it's funny because we're saying Dibra can cover the Shechita and the Zrika, but it doesn't cover the Achilas Kahanim. But the point is, Eila, the Dibra is covering everything because it all gets burnt up anyway. Whereas the Chatas, which requires the Kahanim to eat some in order to get the Kapara, and we don't have that element, so that's missing, and therefore the Chatas now goes second. Interesting Svara that brought down based on what we learned yesterday and what we're going to learn in a few moments today. Let's see. So I'm going to have Shemar Abner Papa. Shemar Abner Papa, who said, you leave it on top of the Mizbeach, and you just makir in the morning, so you're not being makir anything after the Talmud Shabbat Abayim. According to it, it says you put it up on the Mizbech and you leave it there overnight. You don't need kaparnas on the Mizbech. You know what's going on? You know how busy it is? You're going to leave up a bunch of things on the Mizbech, kind of busy doing different avodas. In their haste, they're just going to lose track, and they're going to put it on the fire. And it's come out, Eivir Nisir, Eivir Tisase, of leaving the Talmud as the last carbon. The Kasha, to me, it's interesting Kasha, because we're talking about the end of the day. Throughout the day, lots of kavanah is busy. This is the end of the day. It's exactly the point. There is nothing else. They're at the. They know the tamid was brought. The concern is that maybe there's a kain who wasn't aware of that which was the tamid. Means lots of kavanah there, lots of imurim there. Not going to be aware which is the tamid, which wasn't. And the tamid is supposed to go on the fire. And accidentally, he's going to put one of these instead of the tamid. But really, the kasha is not as sure as it sounds. If you want to tell me in the middle of a busy day? Yeah, this is not the middle of the day. This is exactly the point. It's the end of the day. You know, I guess there's an announcement. You know the timing of the tamid. Any carbon board after the timing of the tamid stays on next to the fire, not in the fire. And kind of won't put it in. I guess...
The next morning is busy.
Next morning is fine.
Busy.
But it's fine. It can go on the next morning. It just can't go on the fire tonight.
Is there an order the next morning?
Yeah, Tamid Shashachar goes first. You say next morning, maybe before the... Okay, fine. Says the Gemara. But either way, the question was that it's going to mess things up. You're going to leave it to color because they're going to think it's for today, it needs to be burnt today, and they're going to go burn it. Meaning, certainly karbanos that were brought before the tamid that weren't in the fire, maybe that's the answer to my question. Karbanos that were brought before the tamid that weren't put in the fire, it's supposed to be put in the fire. And just because the tamid is supposed to be last, it was shecht last, it was nizrak last, but if there's a backlog, other emurim should go in, and maybe they'll mix it up and put it in. Amalei, we're not so worried. Why? Famous Yisrael, Kahanam's reason him. Kahanam's reason, they're very careful. We're not worried they make this such a mistake. Amalei, Bashi, Lev, Kahanam, Bahamalav, Hunabrei, Reb, Nasar, Papa. Vakamad, Lemis, Kadri, Murim, Kahanam, Lem, Atzach, Labasar. The step number one in this question is that until they murim our nectar, Kahanam can't eat the basar. This is a big Yisrael in Kachim. We know that the Zrika's dam is Mater, the basar, Lachila, Kahanam, and Mater, they murim the Mizbeach. But! There's a big but. Even though the Zrika is matter the bus lachila, until the Imur ma'an the Mizbeach, the Kanim still aren't supposed to eat the Tanya according to the Baisa. Yachir Kanim Hashem b'chaz v'shaik, kain ma'ak tarsim murim, I think they can eat the chaz v'shaik prior to tarsim murim. Tam leimar, victor kain es hachilav ha'mizbecha, the hadar, and then afterwards it says, the chilav mizbecha is the hachtar sim murim, hadar, and afterwards it says, v'yachaza l'arin levanav, that's when the chaza, the breast will be the anabanav, only after the hachtar sim murim. Okay. So step one, step two. Calls my, you know, Victor Simurim, Kanam can't eat the buser. Vikam with the Kanam, Achli buser, buser, and as long as Kanam don't eat the buser, Ba'alam is Chaprim, the Ba'alam Kapar, this is what we referenced just before when we started, Itanya, Va'achloi Samasha Kupra Behem, Mlamish Kanam Echlum, Ba'alam is Chaprim. The Pasuk says, Va'achloi Samasha Kupra Behem, we darshan, they should eat them, those that get Kapar through them, meaning the Kahanim eat, and through the Kahanim is eating, that's Mashla Kapar, and again, like we mentioned a minute ago, this Rika is Mata the Basachila, this Rika is Mata the Emulim is Beach. And the Zrika is also what gets the primary kapara. All that is, but the ultimate kapara, the completion is not until you have the emurim being on Purim Mizbeach, kahanim being the basar, and the chayr. Once you can't put the emurim in the Mizbeach because of our issue, kahanim can't eat the basar, so you go in a circle. So he doesn't have a kapara, so he's still mechus a kapara. The whole point was that the chayr he should be able to eat kachar now because he got his kapara, but he didn't get his kapara because the kahanim didn't eat the basar. That's the assumption. Says the Gemara. Now we do know. I mean, this really before you see the Gemara's answer, it's not makif. It's not makif. If you lose the emurim, you have a kapara. The vart is close mounts around. That's considered the hashlama. That's when you finish the kapara process. So even though we're saying zrika gets you the kapara, but it's like the kapara is waiting because you still have other stuff to do. Close mount, you could do it. But once if it got lost, let's say, it won't be an issue. Says the more very similar to us. Says the more amalei kiven leefsher. Since in this case you can't burn the chatas because it was after the tamid, assume kamisha nitmu ashavdu. It's treated as if it was the Emurim that became Tame, which obviously can't go to the Mizbeach, or we got lost. Titania, we learned in a Brisa, Yachalit Me Emurim Meshavdu, Layo Kadam Zakam Mechaz Vashaik. I would think, based on what we just said a minute ago, that kind of only eat the Chaz Vashaik after Akhtaris Emurim. So if it got lost or Tame, then let me have to eat the Chaz Vashaik, Tame Lamer, Vaya Chaz Vashaik, Larn Abanov, Mekomaka. Midarshan, that should be Mekomaka, meaning when it's around, it's Makiv, so to speak, till you do it, but if it's not around, that's not makiv. So just like if it came tame or got lost, some makiv. So if it's on the mizbeach, but it can't go in the fire till the morning, that's called not makiv as well. And therefore, what comes out is that the emurim are not going to prevent the kahana from eating the basar, and therefore you'll still be able to kapara either kahana eating basar. By the same token, by the way, let's the kahana don't get to eat the basar because the meat is tame. Well, actually, taste. We'll get back in a second with the taste. Let's see. And the bialim therefore can eat kachav. Yes, correct. Correct. Rav Kahn, again, because the Emurim is not going to prevent the Kahana from eating Basar, because the Emurim are considered like not Shayach, the Kilu, the Tameh, or Nevat, even though they're not, because they can't go on the fire. Once the Emurim can't go on the fire, Kahanim no longer have restriction. They can now eat the Basar. Once they can eat the Basar, the Bailam get the full fish Kapara. They do. So, correct. Rav Kahn, Rami. Ksiv Leal Chel Chagi Ad Baikir. At Baker the Yolin, it sounds like you shouldn't leave it over to the morning. Ha, call it the Yolin, but it sounds like during the night you could let it remain. You don't have to burn it as soon as possible. But then it says about the Talmud of the Shachar. It says Vehiktav Aleha, and we darshin Aleha Hashlim Kol Karbanas Kula. You should complete all the Karbanas. Sounds like the. This is the drush we had before, that no carbon should be brought after the Talmud Shabbat Bayim. No carbon should be brought after the Talmud Shabbat Bayim. No Haktarah should happen, which is what we were trying to account for till now. But how does that fit with the Pasuk of L'yolav Chin Chalik Yad HaBaker? Don't leave it till the morning, but throughout the night it's okay. Is it okay through the night or not? If you tell me you can't do Haktarah after the Talmud Shabbat Bayim, then there should be nothing being burning through the night either. The fact they tell me they could do it till the morning, it shouldn't be around till the morning. But till the morning it's okay. Through the night it's okay. That's a stira. Says Gemara, when there was extra, meaning he asked the question, he answered it. When there was left over from a carbon, this is really the answer I gave before about what's the case that kind of going to mix things up. There was a carbon that was shechted before the Talmud. Talmud Shabbat was still the last carbon of the day, but there's still a murim that didn't get a chance to get burnt. There was a backlog that didn't get, for some reason didn't make it up to his back yet. You could have a murim that come after the Talmud Shabbat Bayim, even though the carbon itself, the zrika, the shechita, all that took place prior to the Talmud Shabbat Bayim. Ram Lev Safra the Rav. Don't let it rain overnight till the morning. Sounds like till the morning you can't let it remain, but overnight it can remain. Which is mashma, at the Shabbos, oil is burnt on Shabbos. But a weekday is not burnt on Shabbos, nor a weekday oil can't be burnt on Yantiv. But a Pesach, which obviously was shechted on the weekday, Erev Pesach, how could it burn overnight on Pesach? Till the morning it can't be, but overnight it could be. But what do you mean? That means you're doing Akhtara for a carbon that was shechted during the week during Chayil, namely Erev Pesach, on Pesach itself, on Yom Tov, and we darshan you can't do that. This question was already asked by Rabbi Abba Bachia to Rabbi Vo, and Rabbi Vo answered, we're talking about an Erev Pesach that fell on a Shabbos, the Chelvei Shabbos can be on. Then it does work. If the Erev Pesach fell on a Shabbos, so then you have Chelvei Shabbos being makriv on Masa Shabbos versus Pesach, that's fine. You can't do Chel on Shabbos or Chel on Yantiv, but Shabbos on Yantiv, that's going to be okay. Amalei. It's a nice answer. It's a nice answer to the technical question. You can't do Chel on Shabbos, okay, but you can do Shabbos on Yantiv. But the Pasuk, you're touching up. We have a pasuk here. The pasuk says that leyolin chaylev leyolna baikir zevach chag pesach. It's a general pasuk that you shouldn't leave over the zevach pesach to the morning. You tell me the pasuk is only negeya on erev pesach shalais b'shabbos. The whole pasuk is only negeya in that case. That's your answer because otherwise it doesn't make sense. The rest of the week anyway, you can't leave it overnight. Forget it to the morning. Armalei shavke lekra tu dachik umuk manavshei. Leave the pasuk alone because essentially the pasuk is let's say it's dachik. It forces us to interpret that way. Don't bring me. Don't come and say that it's a shver. It's shver to say that pshat taish the pasuk. Leave it. That is what fits with the pasuk. That scenario of the pasuk where you could have akhtara overnight, but not till the morning, must be talking about erev Pesach, Shabbos, because throughout the rest of the year, any throughout the rest of the years, I would say, any other Erev Pesach falls out during the week, you would have to make sure to do the Haftarah already prior to Pesach. You would not be able to do a Pesach night because you can't do Haftarah of a Chol to a Korban on Yom Tov or on Shabbos that you can't do. So again, you Shecht Erev Pesach, you have to make sure to get the Haftarah on the fire before Pesach starts because you can't do it on Pesach night. Now, there is one discussion, Tesis Yivir Masli Yachol, Tesis addresses, that we're saying that the Kapara that you get for the Bailam is via the Kayan eating the meat. Kain eats the meat, and that gives the Bailam a kapara. He gets kapara as chatas, and he's able to be no longer be an issue of mechusa kapara. So Tosfos brings from the Riva that this Gemara Yevamos on Daf Tzadi. The Gemara says that if let's say you have dam that became tummy, dam shenitma. If you look at the second place on the page, dam shenitma v'zarka b'shaygig kurtza b'meiz leherza. If dam became tummy from carbon and you did the zrika b'shaygig, you have reached its the carbon works. If you did b'meizid leherza. Now, midaraisa, it really is good carbon, but the Gemara over there explains, Mishani Mailahirtsa Lahatir Bas Machila Abamaschat. The Gemara says, you're right. The Bailam Vali get a kapara, because midaraisa, the tzitz is maratza, and the carbon, even though you did Zrika bemazed with the tummy to the blood, once you did it, it works, the Bailam get a kapara. But the buster is not mutter to eat. So now Tay says, 1 second, that's a great answer for the Gemara Yevamos, but we just had a Gemara that says that when the Kayanim don't eat the meat, the Bailam don't get a kapara. So what are you telling me, this mix that the Bailam get a kapara? But the basar you can't eat. As tasteless, the chur doesn't work. It sounds like alma. Avagav the basar ain't a nechel. By almas chaprim yesh lemar the hechi the chazi interesting teretz and tasteless. Hechi the chazi laachila. I could have heard mamish punk fakert. Hechi the chazi laachila midaraisa mischaprim. And since midaraisa this meat was fit, therefore you get a kapara. But we came after Margamar is on the contrary. In a case where the basar is not fit, and we spoke about the emurim. In a case where the emurim is not fit, then it's not ma'akev the buster from achila. So we strap it also, and for some reason, if the buster is not fit, then also it wouldn't be ma'akev the kapara. Just cause ma'akev eaten, then we say the buster gets the kapara. Taisa seems to be claiming that, not anyway. Taisa seems to be saying the adraba, that only if the buster's fit, you get a kapara. And he's saying a bigger chedesh. If the buster's fit, but they're abundant, say you can't eat it, that won't affect the kapara. Then you'll get the kapara. But if the buster wouldn't be fit, then on the contrary, that would make an issue. I would have, again, chas v'shalom to argue taisis, I would have mamish understood a pukva karet. I would have said that if the buster's around and fit, you better eat it, or you don't get a kapara. And if it's fit with the rice and not with the abundant, so you could say that's not called fit to eat, and therefore you still get a kapara, but it could be more of a problem. The fact that fit the rice, if anything, makes a problem, wouldn't necessarily make it better. Taisis is saying that the fact that it's fit with the rice makes it better, and therefore you're able to get a kapara, because even though you like, you can't eat it. The fact that it's fit, that makes it a mila. Very interesting idea. Taisis, Mitzarech, more beer. Have a wonderful day.